We're in the middle of Siman Reish Yud. We're in the middle of Sif Aleph. So we're discussing the very exciting sugya of Beria. So we mentioned that Beria comes up in other areas of Halacha in terms of being Chayav Makas, eating a Beria, in terms of Beria being Chashav and therefore not being Batal. And there is perhaps a machlokes Bavli Yushalmi regarding a Beria for Bracha Achrona. We have a story, two stories, one brought in the Bavli, one brought in the Yushalmi, the Rabbi Yochanan eating an olive and making a Bracha Achrona. Why did he make a Bracha Achrona? If you need to eat an olive worth to make a Bracha Achrona, and you eat an olive and you've taken out the pit, seemingly, so then you haven't eaten an olive size. So the Bavli says, no problem, it was a big olive, and the Shir Kizayis is an average olive. So you have a big olive, and you take out the pit, you've eaten an average olive size of olive, and you're going to make a Bracha Achrona. The Yushalmi says it was a Beria. Ooh. The Bavli does not say it was a Beria. The question is there a machlokas between the Bavli and Yushalmi? If there's a machlokas Bavli Yushalmi, it would seem that the Bavli is in, Yushalmi is out, Beria would have no halachic significance, you would not make a Bracha Achrona on a Beria at all.
You have to eat in the pit, right?
We'll get there in a minute. The Rif and the Rambam don't bring the Yushalmi at all, and therefore, seemingly they understand that there's a machlokas Bavli Yushalmi, and the Yushalmi is out, so no reason to bring it. There is no significance to Beria regard the Gabi Bracha Achrona. We said that Tosas had two Mahalchim. One is that there is in fact the Machlokes, and the Halacha is like the Bavli Yushalmi is out. And then we said, Rabbi Yosef said, like Kachil pointed out yesterday, that you could reconcile the two Gemaras, the Bavli and Yushalmi could be reconciled. Maybe the Bavli is talking about where you took out the pit, and therefore it's not a berry anymore. And the Yushalmi is talking about where he ate the whole olive, and therefore it is a beria. And really, the Bavli could hold that there's a concept about a beria. It just happened to not bring it down. If the Bavli disagrees with Yushalmi, so it disagrees. But if it doesn't mention the beria, it doesn't mean it disagrees. It doesn't necessarily disagree. It could be it does agree. So Tosus brings down two sides, and therefore when they quote Tosus as having a suffix. It is beria enough to me. You eat something that is a beria, and it is less than a kizayis. I mean, it's a whole thing. It's a whole olive, a grape. We'll see in a minute exactly what's included in beria. So they bring down Tosis as having a suffix if it warrants a bracha achrona. Once you have a suffix, we don't want to get into the suffix bracha scenarios. Suffix bracha scenario means you're not going to make a bracha, but it could be, but on the tzad, it's a suffix. So on the tzad that you're supposed to make a bracha, you're not making a bracha. That's a problem. If you're stuck, so you're stuck, so you don't make a bracha. Suffix bracha is lakya, but we don't want you to be stuck. The Rush brings down like Tosis at two sides. He throws in a very important line. This addresses Rabbi Cheskel's line. Yushalmi was talking about a Zayis Shalem Kishahuva Lafanov. He was brought in front of him a complete olive. Afa Gav Shehishlech HaGarin, even though he threw out the pit. I mean, it's still considered to be a beria. Because it was brought in front of him whole, and he ate everything that he could eat, even though he did not eat the pit, that's okay. That's still called a beria. The Rashba says no. The Rashba says that for it to be a beria, I have to eat the pit, even though the pit seems to not be edible. Rabbeinu Yonah says it depends. So Rabbeinu Yonah seems to say, I don't know if he says exactly, but basically what comes out is, if the pit is edible, you have to eat the pit. If the pit is not edible, then you do not need to eat the pit. Now, but he uses this to answer up the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Both the Bavli and Yerushalmi seem to be talking about an olive. So then olive pits are not edible at all. There are no olive pits that are edible. Correct? That's my understanding. So the way the poskim kind of doctor up and explain Rabbeinu Yonah's understanding of the Yerushalmi that ate the pit, that when the Yerushalmi says he ate an olive, it doesn't mean he ate an olive. It means he ate something that's the size of an olive. with an, including the edible pit. Something like that. What?
The red things are edible. The red pits is olive.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't eat olives, so I don't know what you're talking about. Okay.
Pimentals. They're edible.
Then there's all, okay, it's complicated. Let's see inside. We have a lot of background. Okay, so yesterday we went through the first part of Reish Yud Sif Aleph, which is basically Bracha Rishona on a Kol Shehu, Bracha Achrona on a Kezayis for solids, and a Revius for liquids. Now, we're continuing in Reish Yud Sif Aleph. V'yesh Mistapkim, those that have a suffix, Lomar, to say, Sha'adavishu Kibriyaso, something that is as it was created. What does that mean? Kigon, Gar Shel, and Anav, a grape, or Shel Rimon, or one of those Rimon seeds, Shemavarchin La Acharav, you're going to make a bracha achrona, Afapi Sheimbo, Kezayas, even though there's no Kezayas, has a din beria, and a beria, you're going to say bracha achrona, even though it's not a Kezayas. So it's a suffix. So what do I do, Rabbi? It's a suffix. So it continues the Mechaber. L'kach nochol nizoyer shlo lechol beria pachas mikazayis. To either eat enough grapes that you're eating a shear, a kazayis worth of grapes, or don't eat one whole grape. That was a story that Rav Steinman, he, as a general rule, does not eat in front of people. So he went to America, and he went to visit one of the Rebbes in America, and they offered him food. He felt like if he eats, he had a problem. And he decided that he has to eat because in respect for this rabbi. So what did he eat? What did he eat? Half a grape. So it was pointed out, why do you eat half a grape? You eat the whole grape. No, if you eat whole grape, you have a suffix bracha. He ate half a grape. Cut the grape in half. Ate half. Fine. Okay, so that's
what
the...
What if you both have?
That's okay.
That's
yeah, that's okay.
No, I'm saying
that's not a barrier. That's not a barrier. If you cut it in half or you take a bite out of one half and eat the other, that's okay. That's not a barrier. You could have done that in theory. No, he doesn't eat so much. Okay. Nishabura sifkata and hay. Yagashal anav, a grape. Okay. Vudi yagda achas o kitnis achas. Okay, kitnis achas is, let's say you have peas in a pod. So you don't have to eat the whole pod. Each one of those peas in the pod has the status of a beria. So I guess what we call a pea. One pea. Right, they come in a pod. One pea has a din beria. Now, deer shoe over here, it's hard to find because it's all the way in the back. Ah, so deer shoe brings down from different postgame. First, a whole discussion about raisin. I forgot what Nemezel talks about. I forgot what he says. Dershu brings down the raisin. You know, raisin is dried, so it's a little shriveled up, but it's not missing anything. The whole thing is there. So, Dershu brings down the post game hold that it is a beria. Okay. Then they talk about sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds. Also, all these things have a status of a barrier he brings down. A peanut. Then there's a whole discussion about, let's say, an orange. Orange is very large. But inside the orange, or let's say, what's a small orange called?
Clementine.
Yeah, clementine. So it has these...
Sections.
What about a section? So he has a whole discussion. Rav Yashiv holds sections is not considered a barrier. Okay, but you see that little piece of a rimon is. So Eliza, if someone eats it, he's not going to make a bracha achron. But it's better not to put oneself in that situation. Now it's not. Then he talks about, this is great, you love this. A sesame seed, a poppy seed. You know, those are not usually eaten straight. They're usually tufel to something else, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Rishi Bar Sukkah Dabam. Yeah, you had a question?
No, I was just going to say, shouldn't we figure out first if it makes a difference or not? And it doesn't make a difference. I mean, basically...
The bottom line is that it's a suffix bracha. So... Okay, we didn't do the Ramah yet, but Lamais, it's a suffix bracha. So, Nachon Nizayir, it is proper not to eat a shear. Or, I mean, you have a slap by nuts.
Don't eat a raisin.
Don't eat one raisin. Well, raisin is a little bit more problematic because it's an ala eitz. Meaning, these other things that are born in the fashis, alright, if that's the only thing he's eating, right, is a problem. It's easy to get to take a cup of something. A cup of Coke, a cup of juice, a cup of... Saying there are many other things he could be eating in order to make this bar nefashis. But ala eitz is not a common bracha. So there, okay, if you're stuck, you can go eat some cake and then you can whatever. If you want to be a big tzaddik, you can eat a lot of cake. Okay, right. It's nachon lizaher. So lechol beria pochas mikizayis. You know how far you have to take this? Does, I don't know, but it does become a suffix. So it's better not to get involved with the suffix at all. If you're involved with the suffix, you're not going to make a bracha achron. Mishum esef katan vav shemavarchin laacharav v'nei chashivuse because a beria has chashivus. The in this raska, so this is someone asked yesterday. I don't have an answer for this. Obviously, we're not talking about swallowing it whole. So it is getting chopped up in your mouth. That doesn't count. That's okay. As long as it went into your mouth hole. He says, in this raska, if it got chopped up, kodem achila, so lo mikri beria. That's not called the beria. Mishra says, sharat tzian la ois chafa. Avodim chilko mikodem neshtayim v'achlo. If he cut it in two and he ate it, right? You take the grape, cut it into two, and you eat it. Deer shoe footnote 23 says you could also take a bite out of it. Take a bite, eat the grape, take in two bites. That also makes it no longer a barrier. Even if you eat both parts. As long as it didn't go into your mouth as one.
Well, if you take one bite and pop the rest in your mouth, it's not a barrier.
Right. Take one bite. Yeah. So one half is in, half is out, and then you... That's okay.
What do you do with carpas?
In my house, we eat a little piece of potato. What does that do with a berry? What do you eat?
Radish.
A radish?
Whole radish? No.
Yeah.
So we take a bag of radish and put it aside.
So? That's great. What's the problem?
That's
isn't a whole radish a whole big? Radish, right? How big is a radish? I don't know what a radish is. Okay, so it's a big radish. I don't know, so if it's bigger than a kezayis, it's no problem. And if it's more...
If it's bigger than a kezayis, then you don't want to say bonus bushes.
We're not talking about karpas, we're talking about beria. Not beria. Beria is a suffix bracha achrona. If it's more than a kezayis, so it's a bracha achrona, it's a kezayis. That's easy. We're talking about something that is a beria, smaller than a kezayis, it's a suffix. So the mechaber recommends... Not eating, either eating more, half a bit less, not a whole beria, or eat enough that you're making a bracha achron. Okay, the Rama. Now this is a very interesting Rama, based on what we just said with the Rashba, the Rush, Rabbi Yona. What do you do with a beria that has a pit? How does that play itself out? So the mechaber here, the mishaber and sifkata and zayin. Let's see the Rama. Rama says like this: Haga velo mikri beria, ela im achlo kamoshu. It's not considered a beria unless you eat it as is. What does that mean? Mishaber and sifkata and zayin. Dehainu imagarin. You eat it with the pit. Va'afil imagarin ein aroy lechol klal. Even if the pit is not edible, kev and she'al kol panim bala kulo. You have to eat the non-edible pit. For it to be considered a beria. Okay, on the bottom, Sharatin Oyschav base points out there is a tzad to say according to Rabbi Yona, if the pit is inedible, so then it doesn't matter that you ate it. And if you have to eat it, so it's like doesn't matter. By definition, you can't have a beria when this part of the beria is inedible. Because even if you eat it, if you don't eat it, you can eat the whole thing. If you did eat it, it doesn't count because it's not edible. There is such a tzad. But most Rishonim say not like that, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that if you eat the inedible pit, like I don't say of grapes. I don't have patience with spitting out pits and grapes. You just swallow it with the grape. Your parents tell you you're going to grow a watermelon tree in your stomach and a grape tree in your stomach, right? So, okay, by a grape pit, it's more small enough and you can eat it. And it could be that's even considered a derech, because it could be that I'm not the only one who does that. You just, it's small enough, you just swallow it with the rest of the grape. Could be. Now, an olive pit is much larger than that. So, again, let's see. Rama says, "V'lo mikiberia elim ochel kamoshu." If you eat as is, avam lokach agar mimenu. But once you take out the pit, lo mikiberia, it's not called a beria anymore. So you're eating it with the pit. Mishaber sivkat nchas. Avalim lokach. V'koshkim nechdach ma'at me'a pri gufa. And certainly, if part of the pri itself came off, like a lot of times you take out the pit, and with the pit comes part of the fruit. If you cook it, and then part of it starts to disintegrate and fall off, if part of it disintegrates and falls off, it's not going to be a beria. Now here's a difficult piece. They continue in the Mishabura Sifkat test. Second half of test, which by me is on the next page. Let's say you have a pit, and inside the pit is something that is edible. So according to the Rama, first he said you have to eat the whole pit. If you throw out the pit, then it's not a berry anymore. And then now the Mishabura brings down he says plums, I don't know, there's certain fruits that have a pit, and the pit's not edible, but inside the pit is something that is edible. So if you put the whole thing in your mouth, and you crunch, 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 and then you spit out the pit part, but what was inside the pit you ate, so then that's considered a barrier. Because I guess, halachically on some, if you throw out the pit, legami, you didn't eat the pit. If you ate the edible part of the pit, so it's kilu, you ate the pit. I don't know. That's what he's saying. Right.
That's the bottom line.
And it's considered as if you ate the pit. But if the whole pit's not edible and you don't eat it, it's not a beria. Only when you eat, but if part of the pit is edible and you eat the edible part and don't eat the non-edible part, it's still considered a beria. That's what comes out of this Mishnah Berurah. I know, our plums, we don't eat...
Sticks to the pit. Does that count as the edible part of the pit? The plum meat that sticks to the
pit? You have to eat everything. I don't know. What's inside the pit?
Inside.
What's inside. Yeah, what's inside. There's something inside. That's what he's talking about. So if you're going to eat the edible part of the pit, that's among the brothers of the rabbi, the zagam can have a b'chal beria. You ate what you could have eaten from it. But if none of it's edible... He says it's not considered as having eaten a beria. Okay, it's an interesting sugya in halacha. A lot of shittas have been shown him, but I don't know how practical it is for us. Okay, then the end of the mechaber over here tells us, we went through this yesterday, I think. V'yesh mistapin o bebracha chorna shel. So one suffix is the beria. Now it's another suffix, bracha chorna shel yayin, or all drinks. And v'varcha nasa al kezayis, which is like 1 ounce. Or 2 ounces, or 1.6 ounces, or 3 ounces. L'maisa, we don't make a bracha chorna on a drink until we have 3 ounces, until we have a revius. But drinking between 1 and 3 gets you again involved in a big machlok saposkim, and suffik brachas lakay, you're not going to make a bracha, but according to those shitas, you're drinking without a bracha chorna, which is not appropriate. And therefore, again, l'chein tov lizaher, it is proper to refrain shelo lishtot at a pachas mikazayis or revius. Either drink less than an ounce, so you for sure don't make a bracha chorna, or more than 3 ounces, and then you do make a bracha chorna. Okay, one thing that I sort of missed yesterday when we discussed drinking the hot coffee, hot tea. Okay, so we said when it comes to drinks, there's a big machlokes haposkim. Does it? You have to drink it toch kedei shtias revius in general, which is a few couple of seconds, 2 gulps, or toch kedei achilas pras, which is say 3 or 4 minutes, which is the same thing by solids. Okay, over and above that, there's a separate machlokes. Now we did mention the taz with the schnapps. If it's the derech to drink a little bit, maybe it has the status of revius. Aside for that, there's another discussion. Sounds similar to the taz, and that is if the normal derech is to drink this piping hot tea or coffee, slower than toch, even than toch kedei achilas pras, means it took you more than 4 minutes to drink the cup of tea, and you didn't leave anything left over like the eights of the Mishnah. But there's still a tzad in the post game that you should make a bracha achrona because you drank it in a normal way. Toch kedei achilas pras is a normal way of drink, normal way of eating. Drinking, you just usually gulp it down. When you're dealing with something that's very hot, it's not normal to gulp it down. So if you drink it in a normal fashion, there is a tzad to say that even if it, so those that say, okay, you have 3 or 4 minutes, because that's shitas agro anyway, but there's another mahalik in the poskim that it's not like regular liquids, it's different. The normal, it's normal to drink it over 15 minutes, and therefore that would be the shir, and you would, there is a tzad to say you make a bracha achron in such a case. I might say we don't do that. We don't, I mean, it's hard to say we don't, because dirshi brings down 100 different opinions, so everyone says something else. But it probably still remains a suffix brachas lahakel not to make a bracha achron in such a case. Okay, the other thing they bring down over here is things are very hot. Mishnah Berurah spoke about, and his etza was leave over at the end part that cools that you can drink 3 ounces quickly and be able to all the shittas. What if you have something very cold? Ice cream, ices, where the derech is to eat it very slowly because it's too cold to eat fast and it's not enjoyable to eat fast. And so, first of all, there's a discussion, is it a solid or a liquid? What's the difference if it's a solid? So in halacha, there's not different nafkaminas. In terms of brachos, so if we assume that a solid has to be eaten toch kedei achilas pras and a liquid has to be drank much quicker in toch kedei shtias revias, so that is a very big nafkamina. I need to know, is this a solid or a liquid? And there are a lot of things that are like questionable. You have when you bring down raw egg. Raw egg, levice is a liquid, but maybe as a din ochel. Okay. It's one discussion. Ice cream. Is it a solid? Is it a liquid? Hard ice cream, soft ice cream, what they call here American ice cream. So that's also, how do you have to figure out, is it a solid, is it a liquid? If it's a solid, so I assume, I know he was saying you don't eat it so fast. I assume you eat a kazayas of ices within 3 to 4 minutes. I assume. Usually it melts quicker than that. I don't know. That's my assumption. So, my understanding, I didn't have to look more into it, but I think something that hard ice cream is basically a solid, my understanding is, and soft ice cream, which basically you could drink through a straw if you would try, is considered liquid. You have these, not a cheese guy, but you have these like soft cheeses, right? It's like these things that are borderline. So that's, each thing has to be figured out. Is it a solid? Is it a liquid? Nafkamina, are you going to make a bracha achrona? Because it's going to take you more than, you don't gulp it down. So you eat it normal, assuming you do it within 3 or 4 minutes, which is probable. Are you still going to make a bracha achrona?
So, you made a bracha rishon on dessert.
Bracha rishon. Nafkamina bracha rishona on dessert. There is a tzad like that. I don't.
Why?
There are those that want to say that. I mean, let's say you have a soft ice cream. Let's say it has the status of a liquid. So, there's, I think, Ravadi wants to say that you're not going to make a bracha at the end of the meal because it's just like all the other drinks in the meal that are, we assume, are included in the meal. But not everyone agrees with that. They'll say, no, ice cream is not part of the meal. It's not like a drink, like every other drink. The other drinks are covered. This is like a fruit, and therefore you're going to make a shahako on it. So according to Ravadi's mahalach, yeah, you'd have to figure that out. According to the other mahalach, you would not have to figure that out, because either way you're going to make a shahako, because it's not really part of the meal. It's considered a dessert. All right, we'll stop here.